This is St. Louis Public Radio. An outdoor educator in St. Louis is teaching classes to encourage kids to interact with nature where they live. Kids that attend learn to name insects, birds, and mammals they see, and how animals and plants depend on each other to survive. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, educator Kara Murphy wants to help children appreciate living things early on in their lives.
Next to a pavilion in Tower Grove Park, a skinny 31-year-old dark-haired woman in a jean jacket is sitting with a dozen kids who are between 4 and 10 years old. She's holding up a poster with illustrations of plants and animals.
Does anybody see anything on here that's a consumer, something that might eat a plant?
I see a deer.
I see a little squirrel.
A deer, a squirrel.
Oh, a turkey.
That's Kara Murphy. She's teaching the children about the relationships between animals, plants, and the sun, also known as the food web. After a few minutes, she has everyone stand up and unravels a ball of yellow yarn.
Hold your thing, don't let go.
And she tells each kid to assume a role, like a turtle or a vulture, and hold a part of the yarn.
When one person tugs on the web, then generally, we start feeling it around our food web. And that's because everything ends up being connected in some way.
This is one of several classes Murphy started giving this year after launching an outdoor education organization called In the Field. The classes have names like Burgeoning Birder, Missouri Arthropods, Getting Comfortable with Nature, all designed to get kids to appreciate the wildlife that's directly in front of them.
We don't do a very good job, like, as a culture of helping people discover what they actually might see in their own backyard or even like in the crack of a sidewalk. They might be seeing some really cool plants, but if you don't know anything about it, then it's not cool.
Murphy has spent more than a decade teaching people about the outdoors. She taught families how to camp in the Texas wilderness, worked at the St. Louis Zoo, then the Missouri Botanical Garden as an interpreter. But one could argue that her experience really started when she used to play in the creek behind her childhood home in St. Charles.
I want to help kids be able to like have that experience of being in the creek behind their house, even if they don't have a creek behind their house.
And she does, by leading the kids to the creek in Tower Grove Park. The children are wearing cutouts of illustrated animals and plants around their necks. Murphy drew all of these herself. And she isn't the only adult there. Parents are standing nearby, and a few are grateful that Murphy's keeping the kids occupied.
They're always asking me what coffee's for, and I tell them it's for adults to keep up with children.
That's Sam Nichols. He and his wife homeschool their kids, so the classes are useful in getting the kids to interact with other kids. Mother Paige Johnson also homeschools her son. She says Murphy's able to provide something more than Johnson can offer at home.
She's, you know, doing games and stuff that I can't do with him, and that just being at home with one other kid he can't do, you know. So he gets, you know, to kind of show off some of the stuff that he knows, and then also gets to learn stuff from other kids.
Right now, Murphy is relying on very few resources to run In the Field. It's operated mostly by her and her husband. She's hoping the schools will be interested in hiring her to teach classes. Murphy says her biggest goal is to get children interested in nature early so that they will want to take care of the environment.
We have kids that care about being outside, that understand the insanely amazing experience that you can have when you're in nature. If they're connected in that way, then they're going to be more likely to help take care of the planet, which we obviously desperately need right now.
And it starts by being a creek kid, being excited to just play outside. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.